Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a good day that we can come and gather together for morning prayer. We pray and that Holy Spirit come upon us. Yes, understand your word, knowing what to pray, and before we leave this room, we really know what you want us to do. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother and sister, let us open our Bible and we read one verse from Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. I read from verse 9, okay, and may be found in him, not having a righteous of my own derived from the law, but which in true faith in Christ, the righteous which come from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed in his death, and that I may know him. So, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we will start a Lent period, which is 40 days before Easter days. Lent is a solemn Christian religious observance in the liturgical year commemorating the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert and enduring temptation by Satan. So, as we know that before Jesus started to do ministry, he did 40 days fasting. And then after that, the early churches, they do the same thing during 40 days. But they connecting these 40 days with the death and the resurrection of Christ, so that every member can come close and understand more, experience more the suffering and the love of Christ through their life. In the Bible, if we talk about 40, there are many 40 days. There are many 40 that if we come close and then we meditate about that 40, really bless us. For example, Moses 40 years in the desert, from his runaway from Egypt, and then he lived in the desert for 40 days. And then after that, he comes with a calling from God. So during that 40 years, he served and then try to find what is his purpose. And then finally, God called him to be a leader of Israel, to bring Israel come out from Egypt. Another 40 years, Israel in the wilderness before they enter the promised land. So 40 years can be said as a time that people searching, saved by the will of God before enter the promised land. Another 40 is given by Jonah to the king of Nineveh. Make sure if you all not repent in 40 days, then God will destroy you. So 40 is a period that God gave it to the people of Nineveh, so that after this 40 days, if you are not repent, then God will punish you. And then, brothers and sisters, if we enter to the New Testament, we find another 40 days that I mentioned before. 40 days is a time for Jesus to prepare himself before enter ministry. And then today, we know another 40 days is from the resurrection till the ascension days. So that this is also 40 days. And during these 40 days, Jesus appeared himself to the disciple. Yeah, how many disciples? If you read from the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you can see that when Paul tried to research how many people seen Jesus after the resurrection, there are around 500 people. Yeah, 500 people. So that Jesus showed himself to the disciple and the believer so that the believer can know surely that Jesus has risen from the dead. So, brothers and sisters, if we try to make conclusion with this 40, then this 40 show us there are a lot of purpose during these 40 days. Let's say if you are searching for your calling, then use these 40 days to find what God want you to do. If your life don't know what to do, like Israel in the wilderness, then use these 40 days to get direction from God. If you really evil, I'm not sure people in this room really evil, then you need to remember that God asked Jonah to say 40 days and repent. Yeah, and then if you want to start ministry, very, very special ministry. Oh, yeah, God already called me to do ABC, but I still run away. I still say, no, I'm not ready. And using these 40 days, brothers and sisters, to find God's will. And finally, if you doubt with the resurrection of Christ, then these 40 days, you can come and try to understand and to know for sure that Jesus already rise from the dead. Usually, brothers and sisters, if we go back to land, what we are doing, first, we read the Bible. Second, we meditate what we have read. And the third, we pray. For some people, they try to do fasting. Yeah. I just read one article. The doctor who win Nobel in medicine said, if you do what we call 10-minute fasting, like you don't eat 12 hours and then again, so that you only can eat twice a day, 12 hours, then 12 hours, you are not gain a spiritual benefit, but also you have physical benefits. Because by doing that, your blood cell is very hungry and they will eat all bad cell in your body. So that if you do that, you are far from cancer. I'm not sure, but you can do it. But at least by fasting, we try to feel hunger with God during these 40 days. And if I go back to the life of Paul, brothers and sisters, that I read from Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, what I really want to know, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. So Paul have his spiritual journey purpose. His spiritual journey purpose is that he may know who is Jesus. If we go back to the First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, Paul said to the people of Corinthians, I come to you, I don't know, I don't want to talk to other things. I just want to talk about the cross. I just want to talk about the cross. Why Paul only want to know him? Why Paul only talk about cross? Because, brothers and sisters, if we see the cross, at least we find three things. Number one, the cross is the symbol of the perfectness of God's love to us. When you see the cross, you will know that God's love is perfect to you. That's why we always say, you don't need to do anything to be son and daughter of God. You don't need to do anything so that you get eternal life, because God already paid for you. And then when God paid your sin, then God paid by his love. John 3:16. God sent his only son for us. So the cross is the symbol of love. The second, brothers and sisters, when we see the cross, we will know that the cross is the answer for human problem. For human problem, yeah. When you see the cross, then you will know that your answer has been, you get the answer of your problem. What is the problem of human, brothers and sisters? No peace, stress, worry, everything. But when you see the cross, it is finished, brothers and sisters. Yeah, it is finished. That's number two. Number three, the cross, yeah, is the model of Christian life. In the cross, we will see what we call self-denying is the model. When Jesus at the Gethsemane, he said, Father, not my will, but your will. By saying that, and Jesus ready go to the cross, so that I can say that the cross is the model of Christian life. Our day is a day of denying. Yeah. Go out from this place. We have two options, A and B. And then we start how to say no to ourselves and say yes to God. So I hope and I pray that this 40 days of Lent, bring us to know God more, and we enjoy special time with God, and finally, brothers and sisters, we make him known through our life. So, see you tomorrow. Okay? Yeah, see you tomorrow, because tomorrow we start regular 40 days morning prayer. Don't forget, not only Thursday and Friday. If you guys say okay, then I close this preaching. Amen.
Okay, I want to invite you to come up. We're going to actually worship campfire style by that in a little circle, since we have Matt who will lead the guitar. So please come on up, grab a single chair for yourself so that we don't have too many. If you can turn off the spotlights.
Thank you.
Let's pray for ourselves and the church. Let's pray that for all of us, what we would want first and foremost is just to know God. Yes, we have different prayer requests. We have needs in our lives, all important to God, important to ourselves. But let's make sure our priorities are in the right place. First and foremost is to know Him. And as we know Him, our trust in Him grows. We realize who He is and what He is doing. And so let's just make that declaration in our hearts. First and foremost, Lord, is we just want to know You. We want to know You. Let's pray. Yeah, before we get into our corporate prayer, just following, I guess, what we've prayed just now about the desire to know Him, I just felt like if there was somebody who, you know, you've been feeling kind of dry, kind of distant, and that kind of spoke to you, like, oh, I just really want to know Him. Is there anyone in that boat? And then we would kind of pray and minister to you so that you could just know Him. Don't be shy. If that's you, just volunteer. Anybody. All right. Then let's just get into corporate prayer. If maybe that's you, there's always the end when we do personal prayer requests as well.